弟兄姊妹平安。
With you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲到的题目呢是分担的智慧，授权与同工。
Our topic today is about delegation and shared ministry.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记第十八章。
Our scripture today is within Exodus chapter 18.
我读过的第二个神学院呢是普林斯顿神学院。
The secondseminary school I went to was Princeton Seminary School.
我在那里的专业呢是宣教学 ,missiology.
My focus there was
missiology.
Missiology.
那么在我这个学习研究的主题里面呢，我有一个特别的兴趣。
And when I was investigating these topics, I had one interest.
就是把福音带到中国的那些跨文化的宣教士。
And that was to bring the gospel to China and across the cultures.
那么讲到这个来到中国的宣教士呢，有一个名字应该是不会被忽略掉的。
When it comes to missionaries who went to China, there's one name that shouldn't be forgotten.
这个人呢叫做戴德生。
And this guy is called Hudson Taylor.
戴德生呢，他很早他就被神呼召，他很年轻的时候呢，就去到中国去传福音。
Starting from a very young age, Hudson Taylor was called by the Lord to go and preach the gospel in China.
而且呢，他有一些特别的发现和想法。
And he came up with some very different ideas and discoveries.
他比之前来到中国的那些宣教士呢，更着重于去学习中国的语言，用中国的语言去传福音。
He's more focused when it comes to spreading the gospel using the Chinese language.
他呢，更着重于去穿上中国人的衣服，按照中国人的装扮去融入在中国的人群社会之中。
And he's more prone to wear the Chinese clothing and blend into Chinese society.
他还有一个发现。
He made another discovery.
就是当时那些来到中国的这些差会的宣教士，大部分呢都是在沿海的城市。
And that discovery is the fact that most other missionaries who went to China remained in coastal cities.
但是绝大部分中国的人口呢是生活在内地的。
But in reality, most of the Chinese population is within the central areas.
所以他想要向中国的内地去传福音。
And thus, he wanted to go into the center of China to spread the gospel.
后来呢，他就自己成立了一个差会，叫做中国内地会 ，China Inland Missions。
What is 差会？
差会就是 missions， 就是。
And later he made his own mission called the Chinese Inland Mission.
China Inland.
China Inland Mission.、
嗯、后来呢，得到神很多的祝福，带领很多的人加入这个差会。后来这个中国内地会呢，成为全世界最大的传福音的差会。
And after many blessings from the Lord, he took a lot of people into this mission, and it became one of the largest missions in China.
但是很快呢，戴德生遇到很大的挑战。
But very soon, he came across some very big challenges.
他的挑战是这几百位的在这个中国不同的省份的这些宣教士都是他一个人在管理的。
And that issue is within all these provinces, he is managing...all these organizations by himself.
各地呢遇到的各种各样的问题都汇总到他那里，需要他来解决。
All the local issues eventually accumulates up to him.
很快呢，他的这个精力，他的身体都出现严重的问题。
And in moment's notice, he incurred many like mental challenges.
后来有一位这个年轻的他差会中的宣教士呢，就提醒他。
In later years, he was reminded by a young person in his ministry.
你一个人呢，负责这所有的事情是不可以持续的。
That it is unsustainable for him to manage all these things by himself.
你应该呢，把很多的这样的责任呢，去托付给其他的人。
And that he ought to delegate his responsibilities to other people.
后来戴德生就听从这样的建议，让这个中国内地会呢，后来的非常健康的发展下去。
Hudson Taylor listened to this advice, and later, the mission grew very prosperously.
虽然后来呢也经历过政治上的这样的迫害，但是今天 中国内地会呢改名叫这个 OMF， 还非常活跃的在这个全世界传福音。戴德生他的后人，他的孙子曾孙依然还在这个福音的合场上在工作。我也有兴趣见过他的后人。
That's a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
You're gonna have to repeat that.
Okay. 就是他这样分权之后呢，中国内地会可以非常健康的继续发展下去。
Oh, yeah. So, eventually after this change, the ministry grew very healthily, and although there has been some political turmoil, they do still have a very big influence in China, and now it's called the OMF. Yes.
然后他的后代。
Oh, and I've also been able to meet his descendants who are still in China.
Not in China, but still serving in the mission harvest.
Yeah, what pastor said.
Yeah. 然后呢，我们今天的讲道分成三个部分。
We'll break the sermon today into three sections, as usual.
独自承担的危险。
The danger of carrying it all alone.
忠告中的智慧。
The wisdom in the council,
听得进去的谦卑
and the humility to listen.
我们现在来看的第一部分就是独自承担的危险。
Let's go into section one.
我们一起来读十八章的十三节。
Let's read from chapter 18, verse 13.
第二天，摩西坐着审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的左右。
The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people.And they stood around him from morning till evening.
我们在出埃及记之前的这个章节学习到一个功课。
We've learned a lesson before from Exodus.
就是这个约书亚在带领他们的年轻人去战场上跟这个外敌去拼杀的时候呢，神让摩西举着杖在后方去支持他们。
That when Joshua was fighting the enemies in the front lines, the Lord had Moses support them from the back.
而且呢，摩西他也有软弱，他有疲乏的时候呢，神又让这个另外两个人呢去扶着摩西的手臂去支持他。
And it's very real that Moses also had times of weakness, and that the Lord did provide people to support him.
神告诉我们一个功课呢，就是在神的国度里面，我们的服事甚至是有的时候艰难到像是一场战争，不是我们单打独斗的。
A great lesson that the Lord has provided to us is that.In this fight, we are not fighting alone.
神不需要超级英雄，不需要个人英雄主义。
The Lord doesn't need individual heroes.
那么在这里呢，继续的，神要让我们学习到这样一个功课。
In this case, the Lord wants us to continue learning this lesson.
在这章的前面一部分呢，来了一个人。
In the previous part of this chapter, there was a person.
这个是摩西的岳父。
And this was the father-in-law of Moses.
这个和合本呢翻译作叶特罗或者叶推罗，中间那个字呢是一个多音字。Union version. Union.
Union version. The Union version of the Bible, says his name is.
叶特罗或者是叶推罗。
I don't know what that is in English.
Okay, we will say that. 这个时候呢。这个岳父呢就看见摩西坐着那里审判百姓，百姓从早到晚是站在摩西的左右。
And in this case, the stepfather observed that Moses was being a judge the whole day and that he was surrounded by the people.
那么到时候到底这时候以色列的百姓有多少人呢？
And how many people was a part of the Israelites at this point?Point in time.
很多神学家去估算啊，出埃及的时候大概有几十万甚至上百万的以色列的人。
Many researchers theorize that there's
几十万。Hundreds
of thousands.
那么这个时候是所有的事情啊，我们发现摩西带领以色列人不光是这个属灵上的带领，军事上的带领，现在连这个。这个大事小事鸡毛蒜皮的事他都需要去做裁决。
And during this time, it seems that everything regarding conquests regarding politics and religion is all managed by Moses, and even down to the smallest things.
那摩西的岳父，我们一起来读十四节。摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的一切事，就说：“你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐着？百姓从早到晚都站在你的左右呢？”
Let's read verse 14. When his father-in-law saw that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?"
这时候呢，他的岳父，提出了这样一个质问。
At this moment, his father-in-law questioned him.
到底他的这个质询、这个质问问题是什么呢？
And what is this question exactly?
问题呢，并不是这个摩西在做评判，而是他这个方式呢是有问题的。
The question was not that he was judging these people, but the fact that he was doing it all alone.
这个十五节我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 15.
摩西对岳父说：“这是因百姓到我这里来求问神。”
Moses answered him.Because the people come to me to seek God's will.
摩西在这里说呢，这是一个很被动的事情。
Moses says in this passage, this is a very passive thing.
那么老百姓呢，有这样的需要，他们来找我的呀。
And it is because that these people have this need, and that's why they come to me for it.
我们看见在这样一个这个摩西他带领的社会里面呢，可能有几十万甚至上百万的人。
We see that in this society with hundreds of thousands of people that Moses is leading.
但是呢，他们没有美利坚合众国的三权分立。
But they do not have like a division of power into three different sectors.
也没有中华民国的五权宪法。
And I am not familiar with Chinese politics.
The 中华民国是 Republic of China， 然后五权宪法是 Five Rights， Constitution。
And they did not have something equivalent to the Five Rights Constitution that was used by the Republic of China。
所有的你看这个行政、立法、司法，都是摩西一个人。
And all these legal matters are all managed by Moses himself。
更谈不到考试和监察。
and much less all the testing and regulations.
那么这时候有什么样的问题呢？
And what kind of issues arises here?
摩西呢在这个十六节继续说，他们有事的时候，我们一起来读，他们有事的时候就到我这里来，我便在两造之间施行审判，我又叫他们知道神的律例和法度。
Moses continues in verse 16. It says,Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions.
摩西呢，作为这个属灵的领袖啊，政治上的领袖，现在还必须是一个司法的法官。那么这些老百姓，你能想象他们有各种各样的问题会来到摩西这里寻求他的这个评断。
As a political leader and spiritual leader, Moses has to manage all these things.But in addition to that, the people also come to him to ask him questions that they just have.
我们来看这个岳父是怎么说的。我们一起来读十七节。摩西的岳父说：“你这做的不好。”
Let's see the reply he was given by his father-in-law. It says, Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good."
这个岳父呢，非常尖锐的，非常直接的就告诉他这个不好。
His father-in-law was very sharp and direct about this.
哪里不好呢？我们一起来看十八节。
Let's read verse 18 to see how it wasn't good.
你和这些百姓都必疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
He says, "You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you, and you cannot handle it alone."
这个岳父说的呢，是会疲惫。
The father-in-law says, you will wear yourselves out.
我们第一个能想到呢，是摩西会疲惫。
We might think that Moses will get tired.
因为他一个人呢，要处理这所有的这个事情。
Because he has to manage all the things by himself.
然后呢，这个岳父说，不光是摩西会疲惫，百姓也会疲惫，为什么？
But his father-in-law doesn't just say that Moses himself will be tired, but rather the people also will be worn out.
如果这几十万、上百万的人，他们所有的事情都要经过摩西一个人去处理的话，这就形成一个非常这个紧的一个瓶颈。那么很多的事情的效率会非常的慢。
Think about it. When there's up to 100,000 people, asking Moses for different things and instruction, it creates a huge bottleneck. And we can imagine all the buildup that happens here.
就像摩西的岳父观察到，这些老百姓呢是从早到晚是站在摩西的旁边，他们等候着那个摩西的时间，就帮他们来做这样的决断。
Just like the father-in-law observed, these people are waiting and standing there next to Moses from dawn to dusk.
那么，在这个民数记这个十一章十四节，摩西自己说，管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。
And if we look in Numbers, chapter 11, verse 14.Moses says himself that I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me.
神也不是这样的设计，也不是这样的心意，要让摩西承担所有的责任。
And it is not in God's will for Moses to handle all this burden.
那么，我想问你啊，不管是在你的工作中，在你的家庭里面，或者是你照顾的亲人，有没有一个这样的负担？你独自撑了很久很久，你没有办法别人替你分担，没有人能够这个短暂的来做你的 backup。
Now, let me ask all of you, in your lives, is there certain circumstances in which you've been carrying the burden all by yourself? Is there a situation in which you couldn't have somebody carry it momentarily to relieve you?
当我们独自在承担一个重担的时候，有时候不光是这个精力的消耗，有的时候是那种心力的、属灵的层面都会被消耗的，觉得，快要垮了一样。
And when you carry these kind of burdens by yourself, not only will you get worn down emotionally and in terms of attention and energy, you will also get worn down spiritually.
这不是神的心意，神是希望我们是有帮手的，希望这个事情是大家一起来做的。
And this is not God's will. God's will is for you to connect with other people and handle these problems together.
有的时候我们觉得这个责任好像我没有办法给出去，没有人能够这个接手，或者是能够帮助我分担。
And sometimes we think that we cannot let go of these burdens and that we cannot divert it onto somebody else.
也许有的时候呢，可能是我们不敢放手，或者没有安全感，或者是没有真正的来到神的面前去请求神来帮助我们。
And sometimes we lack that sense of security and safety when it comes to letting go of things. And also, sometimes we don't trust the Lord enough for him to carry this.
我们来看今天的第二个部分。
Let's go into section two.
就是忠告中的智慧。
The wisdom in the council.
我们一起来读第十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
现在你要听我的话，我为你出个主意，愿神与你同在。你要替百姓到神面前将案件奏告神。
Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God, and bring their disputes to him.
这句话非常的有意思。
This is a very interesting phrase.
因为我们要了解摩西他的岳父是一个什么样的人。
Because now we have to understand what kind of person the father-in-law of Moses is.
他不是以色列人。
He's not an Israelite.
他是米甸人。
He's from Midian.
但是在这里呢，能够看到他跟这个神是有关系的。
But we can see that he does have a relationship with the Lord.
那么他的这个身份地位跟摩西是什么样的一个比较关系呢？
And how do we compare the class of these two people?
摩西这个姑且不说他曾经是埃及的王子。
Moses was a prince back in Egypt.
那么他现在呢，是这个几十万、上百万以色列人他们唯一的一个领袖，最高的领袖。
And now he is the chairman and the leader of all these 100,000 of Israelites.
但是这时候呢，他的岳父呢，却跟他说：“你这样做不好，我给你出一个主意。”
But here, his father-in-law comes to him and says, "What you're doing is wrong, and I'm going to give you an idea."
摩西会怎么样去回应这个 correction, 这个纠正？
How do you think Moses will handle this kind of correction?
那么，但是我没有看这个摩西的岳父，他原来是什么样的一个职位呢？他有什么样的经验呢？
But we also have to look at what experience and what kind of position the father-in-law of Moses once held.
摩西的岳父以前是这个米甸部落的酋长。
And we see that the father-in-law was once the leader of the tribe in Midian.
我相信人数可能远远不到以色列人现在的这些人数。
And I don't think that the numbers are nearly as numerous as the number of Israelites in this circumstance.
但是呢，对于管理这个人员上面呢，摩西的岳父是更有经验的。
But when it comes to management of all these people, his father-in-law was more experienced.
这时候呢，这个岳父就跟他说，你不要让这个老百姓都来找你，好像只跟你有关系。
Thus, he tells Moses that don't let all these Israelites just come to you and just have a relationship with you.
你要把他们带到神的面前，让他们跟神建立关系。
And that your objective is to bring them to the Lord and have them make a relationship with the Lord.
就好像是一个教会的牧师，你不能让弟兄姐妹只跟你建立属灵的这个关系。
Just like how, as a pastor, you're not trying to make a spiritual relationship between the congregation and the pastor themselves.
这个牧师的职责呢，是要把弟兄姐妹带到神的面前，带到耶稣的面前，让他们直接跟神、跟耶稣、跟圣灵建立那样活泼的个人的关系。
The duty and responsibilities of a pastor is to bring the congregation to the Lord and to make a relationship with Christ and the Spirit.
我们一起来读二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
又要将律例和法度教训他们，指示他们当行的道，当做的事。
Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave.
这是这个岳父呢告诉摩西说，你要把他们带到神的面前来，而且呢要把这些原则去教导他们。
The father-in-law not only tells Moses that you have to bring them to the Lord, but you have to teach them the decree and instructions of the Lord.
这个一起来读二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。
But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
这是一个组织架构、一个分权的一个过程。
This is a way of dividing up responsibilities.
那么你一个人去管理几十万的人是肯定是没有办法管理的。
It's impossible for one person to manage all 100,000 people.
不光是这个领袖他会被耗尽，这些老百姓呢也会在这个过程中因为低效率感觉到非常的这个疲惫。
Not only the leader is going to be exhausted, all the people who he's managing are also going to be tired out by this.
这是一个一件事情的两面。
This is the two sides of a coin.
那么一方面是权力。
And one is about power.
另外一方面是责任。
And the other side is responsibility.
怎么样来平衡这个事情？
How do we balance this?
怎么样能够让这个治理呢更加的有效率？
How do we let this organization be more efficient?
那么这个岳父呢跟他说，你是需要有这个先后的次序，有侧重的。
And the father-in-law says that you have to weight this process.
你侧重什么呢？你侧重在属灵上要去引导这些老百姓。
And that you have to weight whether to lead these people spiritually.
你要把他们带到神的面前来，让他们跟神建立关系。
You have to bring them in front of the Lord so they could create a relationship with the Lord.
你要教导这个神的道给他们。
You must teach them the decree of the Lord.
然后呢，在具体的行政、司法这些环节呢，你需要去分权，你需要让更多的人参与在这样的服事的治理的里面。
And when it comes to dealing with individual issues, you have to have people and delegate the power so that they can take care of these on like a lower level.
然后呢，我们看见这里拣选同工有四个标准。
And there are four requirements to finding a coworker.
这里说要有才能。
They have to be capable.
要敬畏神。
They have to fear God.
要诚实无妄。
They must be trustworthy.
还要恨不义之财。
And they must hate dishonest gain.
那么为什么要让更多的人参与在这样的治理的过程里面？
And why do we need more people to participate in this organization?
当一个这样巨大的组织，它只有一个人在这个做管理、做服事的时候，那这个组织是非常脆弱的。
Because within a large organization, if there's only one person managing it, this organization becomes incredibly fragile.
那么如果这个单独的领袖他生了病，他出了什么事情，整个组织可能就崩溃了。
And say the person who leads everyone else gets sick or comes into an accident, this whole organization collapses.
而且呢，其他的人他们没有成长，他们永远在属灵的状态里面，是一个婴儿在等着吃奶。
And what's worse is that the people who are a part of this organization is not growing. They will always remain being like a baby feeding off of milk.
我们一起来读二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
叫他们随时审判百姓，大事都要呈到你这里，小事他们自己可以审判，这样你就轻省些，他们也可以同当此任。
It says, have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide for themselves. That will make your load lighter.Because they will share it with you.
那么所有的这些事情呢，需要分优先级、优先事项。
And all these things need to take priority.
小的事情呢，可以在这个基层就去解决掉。
Small things can be resolved at the basic level.
那么大的困难的事情呢，到了最后呢，可以由摩西来做决断。
And the real issues and the larger issues will get pushed up to Moses for him to resolve.
这里说他们也可以同当此任，是这些人呢可以一起来分享分担这样的责任。
It says the simple cases they can decide for themselves, and that the people can divide up these issues and resolve them by themselves.
这不光是一个承担责任的事情，而且也是一个成长的机会。
This is not only a breaking up of responsibilities, but also a learning opportunity.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹，我们觉得我们这个之前来听福音，后来信主，然后呢又受洗，好像我成长的这个旅程已经结束了。
And for some brothers and sisters, you might think that I come to services, I listen to the sermons, I get baptized, and that's sort of the end of it.
但是以我自己的经验，还有我牧会中我看到的弟兄姐妹他们成长的过程，如果一个基督徒他成长到一定阶段，他不参与服事，他就已经遇到他成长的天花板了。
But according to what I've seen and what I've noticed, I see that when a brother or a sister comes to church but hasn't had the opportunities to serve, they have effectively hit a ceiling when it comes to their spiritual growth.
基督徒呢，成长到一定阶段要参与服事，在服事中呢，他会经历困难，经历挫折，也经历跟神在一起同在的，被神这个支持的这样的喜乐。
And when a brother or sister participates in serving, they get the opportunity to grow, they get to face toils, and they get to feel the happiness and the joy that comes from the Lord after they've resolved these issues.
今天早晨呢，我在门口迎接弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, I was welcoming brothers and sisters at the door.
有一个姐妹呢来到门口，我说：“哎，我有事情要跟你说。”
When a sister approached, I told her that I had something to tell you.
她说：“不行不行，我今天有服事，我已经时间已经晚了。”
She says, "No, no, no, I can't respond to this. I have to serve today. I'm already late."
我应该是什么样的反应
？What kind of reaction should I give?
我说：“那你赶快去，这个服事很重要。”
I said, "Then go by all means. Serving is very important."
我们这个以后还有机会再来聊这个事情。
And we have opportunities in the future to discuss these things.
本来我们安排呢，今天是林长老来帮我做翻译。
Today we arranged for Elder Lin to interpret.
可是呢，在这个交谈过程中，这个年轻的弟兄 Arvin 他说他也做了准备。
But we had some complications.
我们应该让谁来做这样的服事，有这样的机会？
And in this circumstance, who should we give the opportunity to?
我们说一定，阿文，你先来，你先上。Interpret, please.
What was that? I think you're going to have to repeat that.
就是我们说Arvin, 你来，你来翻译，你来这个有这样的服事的机会。
We said, Arvin, why don't you go and take a shot at it?
我们需要有这样的托付，有这样的传承，让更多的弟兄姐妹他们来承担服事的责任。
We need to have this opportunity for other brothers and sisters to, carry these burdens.
这样的话，他们自己有成长的机会。
So that these people can have a growing opportunity.
我们的教会呢也更加的健康。
And so that our church is healthier.
所有的弟兄姐妹，我问你，你现在有没有参与教会的服事
？So brothers and sisters, I ask you, have you served at church?
如果有，你能不能想到有更大的责任你可以去承担
？If you have, have you thought about carrying a bigger responsibility?
如果还没有，你这个结束以后你来找我，来我们来聊一聊，有什么样的服事的机会你可以有参加
？And if not, then come to me after the sermon, and we will.Discuss about what kind of opportunities you have when it comes to serving.
有一句话说是不想做将军的士兵不是一个好士兵。
There's a saying that the soldiers who don't want to be a general are not good soldiers.
我有时候想能不能说不想做牧师的基督徒不是好的基督徒。
I don't know if I could say that all Christians who doesn't strive to be a pastor is a bad Christian.
我想呢，这个做牧师呢，可能有神的特别的拣选，但是我可以说。不想做造就门徒的人的基督徒，就不是一个好的基督徒。
And perhaps, to be a pastor, you need some kind of calling by the Lord. But I can say that a Christian who doesn't want to be a disciple is not a good Christian.
主耶稣基督在他升天之前呢，他告诉我们要去这个使万民做他的门徒，直到地极，那是对所有跟随他的人说的。
And before Jesus rose, he said to, make everyone disciples.
我们这个信主的过程呢，是我们被别人造就，我们做门徒，我们跟随着这个跟随着这个造就我们的人，也跟随着耶稣。但是呢，你需要不断的成长，要去变成一个造就更多门徒的人。
And the process of us becoming Christians is to, have somebody introduce us to the Lord and grow in the Lord. But to carry that on in the future.We also have to spread the word to other people for them to convert into disciples.
每一个基督徒一定要有自己的服事。
And every Christian ought to have their own service.
在新约的以弗所书四章十一十二节这里说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And if we skip to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, we read that, So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
圣经告诉我们，神是给每一个基督徒都有恩赐的，都有才能的。
The Bible has told us that the Lord has given a talent and, a good thing and a gift to every Christian.
而且这个才能这样的恩赐是不一样的，每个人可能是不一样的。
And this kind of gift, this kind of, what?
Different gifts.
And these different gifts are different for everyone.
然后呢，保罗呢用这个身体来做比喻。
And Paul uses a example of the body.
每个人的身体呢是有不同的器官的。
There are multiple organs of the body.
每一个器官是有不同的功能，不同的这个侧重的。
And every organ has a different weight when it comes to function, and they have a different function.
而且呢，它是没有高低贵贱之分的。
And there's not really like a higher or low difference between, all of them when you compare two.
我们必须要互相的配合。
We must cooperate with each other.
这才是一个健康的身体。
And then this will be a healthy body.
缺一不可。
And missing anyone is not okay.
那么在《使徒行传》六章呢，那里讲这个，在耶稣升天之后，他的这些使徒开始这个新的初代的教会，那时候，得到很大的祝福，有很多的人加入。
And we see in Acts that, many people joined the church when Jesus first ascended.
这时候第六章呢，出现了一个很实际的问题。
And in chapter 6, we see a very realistic issue.
这个他们初代教会呢一起生活，结果呢，讲希伯来语的寡妇和这些讲希腊语的，可能是从这个生活在外邦的这些犹太人的这个寡妇呢，他们抱怨说这个食物分发的不够公平。
And when they put all these Christians together, they saw the issue that the people from Greece and the Hebrew people had a very big discrepancy when it comes to how much food they eat. And that really made them question how fair this separation was.
他们就去找这个使徒去抱怨。
So they went to complain to these apostles.
使徒怎么样反应的呢？
And how did they respond?
使徒说让我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，这原本是不合宜的。
They said to forget about the ways of the Lord and to go ahead and try to figure out the issue of rationing. This is not sustainable.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》六章三节。
Let's read verse 3 of Acts.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
They said, brothers and sisters, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will then turn this responsibility over to them.
然后呢，他们就拣选了这七位执事。
So they appointed seven deacons.
之后呢，这些使徒说，我们当以祈祷和传道为事。
And then the apostle said that we will focus on prayer and
祈祷 and 传道
and teaching.
我们来看今天的第三个部分。
Let's read the third section.
听得进去的谦卑。
The humility to listen.
这个摩西的岳父呢，其实跟摩西现在来比，他们的身份地位呢，其实是已经很不一样了。
In this situation, the responsibilities and the level of Moses and his father-in-law is very different.
摩西这个时候呢，已经是在管理几十万甚至上百万人的这样的一个唯一的最高领袖。
Moses had the highest managerial position.
而且呢，我们读旧约圣经的时候，从神学上来讲，摩西有可能是这个耶稣之前，属灵上最重要的人物之一。
And we see that within the Old Testament, Moses might just be one of the most spiritually important people before Jesus.
但是这样一个小小的部落酋长呢，来跟他说：“你这样做不对。”
But for this one small tribe leader to come to him and say, "What you're doing is wrong."
摩西怎么样回应呢？我们一起来读二十四节。
How should Moses reply?
于是摩西听从他岳父的话，就按着他所说的去行。
Let's read verse 24. It says, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said.
为什么呢？因为这个是他的岳父嘛，所以他听从嘛。
And did he listen to this person just because he was his father-in-law?
而是不是的，因为这个他岳父说的话是有道理的，所以他就听从了。
No, but it's the fact that what his father-in-law said was true.
当我们有听到这个别人的这个不同的意见的时候，你会应该是怎么样去回应呢？
How do you respond to people when they give you suggestions?
你是谁啊？你凭什么来这个挑我的错？
Who are you and what right do you have to come and say I'm wrong?
这时候这个对方是谁不重要。
In this situation, who the other person is not important.
你自己的地位如何不重要。
How is your own position not important?
重要的是什么？对方说的话是不是有道理的。
And what is important is whether or not the other person says is logical.
我们看摩西是怎么样回应的呢？
Let's see how Moses replied.
他说听从他岳父的话。
It says he listened to everything he said.
而且没有完。不光是听。
And it wasn't just listening.
按着他所说的去行。
He went and did everything as he said.
这个是悔改回转的本意。
And this is the dictionary definition of repentance.
那么原来他做的这个事情这个方向这个方式呢不对。
the ways he previously had was wrong.
那么他的岳父告诉他什么是对的呢？他就调整了方向，然后朝那个方向去走。
And he was told what is right. He adjusted his direction and walked forward.
哇，我们觉得摩西这个人真的是非常的谦卑。
We think, whoa, he is such a humble person, Moses, it was.
在民数记呢，十二章三节，这里怎么评价摩西？
Let's see Numbers chapter 12 verse 3 and how it rates Moses.
这里说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
It says Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
我们这个早上的成人主日学呢，我们就在讨论一个问题。
In our Bible study, we discuss a problem.
神会不会允许苦难、挫折、失败发生在我们的生命里面？
Would the Lord allow difficulties and wrongdoings to our lives?
我就在想，为什么摩西这个时候说他是为人是极其谦和？
And that makes me wonder why it says here that Moses was a very humble man.
神那样奇妙的带领他的人生。
That kind of miraculous leading of the Lord.
他本来刚出生的时候呢，按照埃及的法律，他是要被马上处死的。
Just like how he was supposed to be put to death when he was born.
结果很奇妙的呢，神把他放在埃及的王宫里面，让他做王子有四十年的时间。
And he was miraculously put into the palace to be the prince for 40 years.
他在做王子的时候，我怀疑他是不是极其谦和的。
And I wonder, when he was prince in the palace, was he a very humble man?
但是神呢，又把他带到旷野，让他去牧羊，让他沉淀下来有四十年的时间。
But the Lord did also lead him into the wilderness and have him do his thinking for 40 more years.
在他出生之前呢，神就已经拣选他，要让他做一件非常了不起的事情，要带领以色列人出埃及。
Before he was born, the Lord organized for him to be a great person to accomplish these feats of leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是神给他的预备呢，一方面是最好的教育，最好的训练，让他在埃及的王宫里面，然后呢，之后呢，又让他在旷野里面去沉淀下来，去安静下来，有四十年。
And the Lord didn't just prepare him when it comes to putting him in the palace, giving him good education for 40 years of his life, but rather going one step further and taking him into the wilderness and have him contemplate.
经过八十年的训练呢，神才真正的把这个责任托付给他。
And with that 80 years of training that the Lord provided to him, that is when God entrusted him with all these responsibilities.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你的生命中遇到有挫败，遇到有不顺利，很可能其实是神在预备你，让你的生命呢真正的有成长，更加的依靠他。
And brothers and sisters, when you have bumpy roads, when you have issues coming up, this might just be the Lord giving you problems so that you can overcome them and prepare you for the future.
别人在给你提出不同意见的时候，你听得进去吗？
When people give suggestions to you, do you listen?
我今天早晨有一位姊妹，她见到我，她说：“牧师，你长胖了，你需要减肥。”
There's a sister who told me this morning, Pastor, you got fatter. You need to cut some weight.
作为牧师，我应该是怎么样来反应呢？
As a pastor, how should I respond to this?
我说谢谢你，你指出这个问题。我需要这个更好的注重饮食，更多的锻炼。我会这个改进的。
I said, oh, thank you for the suggestion. I will alter my diet. I will alter my exercise routines. I'll get better.
这个在孟子里面呢，这个说子路，这个是孔子的一个学生。人告之以有过，则喜。那就是这个子路呢，别人告诉他有做了什么样的过失，有什么样的过错，他的反应呢是欣喜。
We read in I'm just gonna read that. 子路 rejoiced when told of his faults.
大禹这个治水的大禹，禹闻善言则败。大禹呢，贵为这个可以说是我们中国历史上第一个王朝，这个夏朝的这个奠基人吧。别人呢告诉他这个好话，不是夸奖他的话，而是呢就是有道理的话，他就去下拜。
It says you bowed at good counsel, and you is what is he like a king?
Yes,
emperor of one of the first Chinese dynasties.
我们有没有这样的谦卑？
Do we have this kind of humility?
我们能不能听得进去别人的这样的劝导？
Are we able to accept these criticisms?
我们一起来读第二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
摩西从以色列人中拣选了有才能的人，立他们为百姓的首领，做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长。
We read again. He chose capable men from all Israel, and made them leaders of people, officials, over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and the tens.
摩西听到这样有道理的劝导呢，他就照着去做了。
Moses listens to these valuable advices, and he goes ahead and enacts them.
第二十六节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 26.
他们随时审判百姓，有难断的案件就呈到摩西那里，但各样小事他们自己审判。
They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided on themselves.
弟兄姐妹们，一个教会它不是牧师一个人的教会。
Brothers and sisters, a church does not belong to the pastor.
是我们每一个人的教会。
It belongs to all of us.
我们需要呢，一起参与在这样服事里面，一起去建造这样的教会。
We need to participate in the service and to build up this church.
保罗在提摩太后书二章二节这里说，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Paul says in Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
那么我们来应用，这个名字终于出现了，叶推罗，就是摩西岳父的名字。
Now, how do we apply this? We see that the name Jethro finally comes up, and that's the name of Moses' father-in-law.
那么在你的生命里面有没有这样一个人物？
Do you have a person like Jethro in your life?
有人敢对你说你这样做的不好？
Is there somebody in your life who is able to just tell you that you are not doing the right thing?
在你的生命里面，如果一个这样的人都没有，你可能会有盲点，是你自己都看不到的。
And if you don't have a person like this in your life, then the chances are you have a blind spot for errors that you can't see yourself.
需要有人呢勇敢的来指出的。
And with this issue, you need somebody to courageously step up and correct you of your issues.
我们来总结一下今天学到的功课。
Let us make a summary.
独自承担会拖垮领袖和百姓。
To carry it alone will exhaust both.
分担要拣选敬畏神的同工
，and to split up responsibilities, you have to share it with those who fear God.
最后呢，谦卑的人才听得进忠告
，and finally, the only people who can be corrected are the humble ones.
那么这个星期呢，我想挑战大家。
This week, I want to challenge everyone.
你手中有没有一项侍奉，或者是你的工作，或者是你家庭的责任？
Whether it be your work or a family responsibility.
你可以交给一位敬畏神的同工一起来分担。
Can you teach a fellow brother or sister to carry this burden with you?
并且呢为他祷告。
And to pray for them.
在这样的过程中呢，一方面你自己的这个重担呢有这个分担分享。
And through this, distribute the weight that you've been carrying.
另外一方面呢，你可以去这个栽培造就另外一个新的主理服事的人。
And also to build up, to plant another person who's able to serve.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
Lastly, let's remember a verse.
那么十八章十八节，我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read Exodus chapter 18, verse 18. Let's read it three times.
你和这些百姓必都疲惫。因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone.
大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Is everyone ready? Recite it to the person next to you.
大家背得非常快。
Everyone remember that very quickly.
我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's go ahead and end with a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝会师。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的经文。
We thank you for giving us this verse.
你让我们看到我们的局限。
You let us see our limitations.
你让我们看到我们一个独自一人没有办法承担巨大的责任。
You let us see that we cannot handle big responsibilities by ourselves.
但是感谢你，在你的旨意里面，你愿意赐给我们这样的同工，让我们一起来分担责任。
But we thank you that your will allows us to split up this responsibility.
主啊，让我们每一个人都有这样亲密的同工，我们一起来交通，一起成长，一起来为主你的国度来服事。
And Lord, let us have for all of us a co-worker who is able to help us carry these burdens and grow your kingdom.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.